Have you ever met someone and immediately sensed something was off despite their perfect credentials? Or walked into a room and instantly known there was tension between a couple? These split-second judgments, what Malcolm Gladwell calls thin slicing, are at the heart of human intuition. Our brains have an extraordinary ability to find patterns and make sophisticated judgments using just tiny slivers of experience. Sometimes these rapid cognitions contain more wisdom than hours of deliberate analysis. Consider the Getty Museum's $10 million acquisition of an ancient Greek statue in 1983. Scientific tests confirmed its age, and documentation seemed impeccable. Yet when art historian Federico Zeri first saw it, something felt wrong. He couldn't articulate why, but his instinctive discomfort was immediate. Other experts had similar reactions. Eventually, investigations revealed forgery. The documentation contained anachronistic postal codes, and the style mixed elements from different periods. What scientific analysis missed, the trained eye detected instantly. This pattern repeats across domains. Emergency room doctors sometimes sense a patient is seriously ill before formal symptoms appear. Experienced firefighters evacuate buildings moments before floors collapse without knowing exactly why. These aren't mystical powers, but examples of our unconscious mind processing patterns too subtle for our conscious awareness. Years of experience create neural pathways that recognize deviations from expected patterns. Our brains detect inconsistencies before we can verbalize them. In the Iowa gambling task experiment, participants draw cards from four decks, two red offering high-risk rewards, two blue providing steady small gains. Remarkably, players' palms began sweating when reaching for the dangerous red decks after just 10 cards, well before conscious awareness. While they developed hunches around card 50, they couldn't articulate the pattern until card 80. This unconscious pattern recognition appears in relationships, too. Psychologist John Gottman can predict divorce with 90% accuracy by observing just 15 minutes of couple interaction. His team analyzes emotional expressions and gestures, with contempt, shown through eye-rolling or mockery, emerging as the strongest predictor of relationship failure. This quick-read ability extends further. Strangers can accurately assess personality by briefly examining someone's personal space. They interpret deliberate displays, identity claims, unintentional clues, behavioral residue, and emotional management items to gauge traits like conscientiousness and openness. Research shows that malpractice suits against doctors correlate more with communication style than medical competence. The key difference? Physicians who avoided lawsuits spent just 3 more minutes with patients and used a warmer, more respectful tone. When researchers analyzed doctor-patient conversations focusing only on tone, this factor alone predicted which surgeons would face litigation. This principle extends beyond medicine. Car salesman Bob Gullum became his dealership's top performer by treating every customer with the same respectful tone, regardless of appearance. While others prejudged potential buyers, his consistent approach led him to sell twice as many cars as his colleagues. Tone reveals our true attitudes more honestly than words alone. This explains why couples therapy emphasizes how partners speak to each other, and why effective leaders adjust their communication style to context. In crucial conversations, the delivery matters as much as the message itself. Tennis coach Vic Braden could predict double faults with 90% accuracy, yet couldn't explain how he knew. Despite his deep knowledge of tennis mechanics, the specific cues triggering his predictions remained a mystery to him. This phenomenon, knowing without knowing how we know, demonstrates what Gladwell calls the locked door of our unconscious. Our minds process vast information below awareness, producing what feels like intuition, but is actually sophisticated pattern recognition. We often can't access the reasoning behind these judgments. When asked to explain their decisions, experts typically construct plausible but incorrect explanations. In one study, participants solved problems after seeing a swinging rope, but attributed their solution to conscious reasoning rather than the visual trigger. Our unconscious mind can be influenced without awareness. Students primed with intelligence-related words performed better on tests, while those primed with words about stupidity scored lower, all without knowing they were being influenced. This research challenges our notion of free will, suggesting that much of our decision-making is driven by unconscious processes responding to environmental cues rather than deliberate thought. Warren G. Harding became president largely because he looked presidential, tall, handsome, and distinguished. Yet behind this impressive facade lay mediocre abilities, making him one of America's worst presidents. This Harding error demonstrates how equating appearance with capability leads to poor decisions. Research shows attractive, tall people consistently receive preferential treatment in salaries and opportunities. Our unconscious biases extend to race and gender. The implicit association test reveals most people unconsciously associate positive words with white faces and negative words with black faces. These biases affect behavior. Resumes with white-sounding names receive 50% more callbacks than identical ones with black names, while car dealers offer worse prices to black and female customers. One solution is creating bias-minimizing systems. The classical music industry's blind auditions, where musicians perform behind screens, increased women's representation in major orchestras from under 5% to nearly 50%. In 2002's Millennium Challenge War Game, retired Marine Corps General Paul Van Riper defeated superior U.S. forces through rapid, intuitive decision-making, while his opponents relied on complex analysis. This victory revealed that the best spontaneous decisions stem not from improvisation, but from deeply internalized training and experience. This pattern appears in improvisational comedy, where groups like Mother in Chicago create seemingly spontaneous scenes through strict rules and practice. Their fundamental rule, yes and, requires accepting and building upon others' contributions, creating a framework for creativity. Similarly, at Cook County Hospital, Dr. Brendan Riley's streamlined algorithm for identifying heart attacks used just 6 key factors, outperforming both traditional protocols and experienced doctors' intuitive judgments, reducing unnecessary admissions by 70%. The principle is consistent. Effective spontaneity requires structure. The best rapid decisions emerge when deeply internalized expertise can express itself freely, unburdened by overthinking or excess information. In the early 1970s, symphony orchestras introduced blind auditions, with candidates performing behind screens that concealed their gender. This simple change increased the proportion of women in major orchestras from under 5% to nearly 50%, with women's success rates rising by 30 to 55%. This transformation illustrates how to address rapid cognition challenges. Rather than trying to eliminate snap judgments, we can create environments that guide them toward accuracy and fairness. Healthcare uses structured protocols to help physicians focus on relevant factors while filtering out biases. Companies employ blind resume screening and structured interviews in hiring. Product testing observes actual user behavior rather than relying on immediate reactions. These approaches share a common thread: creating structures that channel rapid cognitions productively rather than trying to override them with analysis. This acknowledges both the power and limitations of our unconscious mind. Our rapid cognitions contain remarkable wisdom when properly directed, but remain vulnerable to stress, bias, and misplaced focus. Success lies in understanding when to trust these snap judgments and when to question them, and in designing environments that optimize our thinking process.